This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. 24 people total, from Americans, two Germans, and seven Russian citizens who were political prisoners in their own country, are now free due to the biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history between the United States and Russia on Thursday. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
The United States and Russia have completed their biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history, with Moscow releasing journalist Evan Gershkovich and fellow American Paul Whelan in a multinational deal that set some two dozen people free. Russian intel operative Vadim Krasikov, who was convicted of murder, was also freed by Germany in the prisoner swap. That's according to officials in Turkey, where the exchange took place. The trade followed years of secretive back-channel negotiations, despite relations between Washington and Moscow being at their lowest point since the Cold War, after Russian President Vladimir Putin's February 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
President Joe Biden spoke from the Oval Office Thursday, where families of the freed prisoners gathered together to celebrate the news.
Russian authorities arrested them, convicted them in show trials, and sent them to long prison terms with absolutely no legitimate reason whatsoever. None.
He took time to thank the United States allies that joined him in the exchange.
This deal would not have been made possible without our allies. Germany, Poland, Slovenia, Norway, and Turkey, they all stepped up. And they stood with us. They stood with us. And they made bold and brave decisions, released prisoners being held in their countries who are justifiably being held, and provided logistical support to get the Americans home.
The newly freed prisoners will travel back to the United States from Turkey, where the exchange took place. For expanded coverage, go to VOA.